Hi, grace and peace be with you. If you're joining us for the first time, I want to welcome you to Kainos Church Podcast, where you can find our conversation starters, also known as our sermons, here online or on any available podcast platforms. For those of you who regularly listen, thank you and God's blessings continue to be with you. My name is Matthew. I'm one of the co-teaching pastors here at Kainos Church. I want to express my thanks to you for listening, and I pray that these conversation starters help you and bless you as you learn and grow and engage in conversation with others. If you'd like to join us in person, we're located in Hwaegi, Seoul, South Korea. Our gatherings meet at Seoul Main Institute at SDA Samuk Language School on the second floor in the study room. Our gatherings meet at 11 a.m. every Saturday, and we'd love for you to join us in our community. Last week, our co-teaching pastor, Michael Hall, spoke to us about Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart." May God richly bless you as you listen. Thank you.
Beatitudes, blessed are the pure in heart. Let's begin with a prayer. Dear kind and merciful Father, thank you so much for blessing us with the opportunity to read your word and understand one of the great blessings that you proclaimed through Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. Please bless us with understanding of this blessing and how we can obtain it. Please also, Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit and come and join us as we worship you and learn more about you. We pray in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. So, yes, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, we see in the Beatitudes, as Jesus continues his sermon, he says this: "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Now, usually when we think of pure in heart, we think of children or babies, you know. They're very innocent, they're kind of positive. Also, when we think of pure in heart, we think of people that are kind to both animals and people. They have a very loving spirit, loving heart. Also, on their free time, the pure in heart, we think, help those in need or do service work for their community. They do like volunteer work of various kinds. But we also have things that we believe the pure in heart do not do. It's popular thought that they don't lust, they are not sensual, so they're just positive mind all the time. But nothing that we consider vile or bad. Pure in heart, we think, don't curse and yell at others. They just always have good behavior. They never do anything wrong. And so, but in the promise of Jesus, he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." But now here is the issue. I don't know anyone in the world that is pure in heart, even myself. So, we said children, right? People that are innocent. Now, you can do volunteer service, but it doesn't mean you're pure in heart. You know, you can help your community, but it doesn't mean you're pure in heart. In this world, we see both good and evil. I mean, you look in the news, you see something bad always happens. And the Bible says, by beholding, you become changed. That affects you. So how do we obtain a pure heart? Is it even possible? Well, since Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, they will see God," it has to be possible, or else he wouldn't say it. So then, how? First, we have to understand this principle. The reason why the pure in heart see God is because they are actually like God. Well, as a principle, like appreciates like. something that when people are different, they don't appreciate another. But when they're similar, they do appreciate the similarities. They connect more sometimes. There are differences that are connect, but you have a greater understanding. For example, if you have two people of the same culture, they date, they appreciate each other more than if someone who dated from a different culture, because they said, hey, you know what, they don't understand my cultural understanding, why we do what we do. But someone of the same culture would. So like appreciates like. The reason why the pure in heart see God, it's not just talking about them seeing God when he comes back, but seeing God even now while they're living on the earth. But how do we obtain that? Well, first we must understand the Bible's understanding of pure in heart and our worldly understanding is different. The pure in heart have this one sole desire. They desire to know God and do the will of God, which means all of us are capable of that. But how do we obtain a pure heart? Is it possible? In the Bible, we have a story of Isaiah that gives us the illustration how we can obtain a pure heart. In Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 2, it says this. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filled the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. So here, Isaiah, in the story, was in the temple. And as the day is going, all of a sudden, the temple, he starts to get a vision, and he sees God. Remember, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So maybe Isaiah is pure in heart. But notice this, he sees into heaven. He sees God's throne room. He sees his glory, he sees the seraphim. The vision continues, and he says, and one called out to another, the seraphim. And they said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And he continues to describe the scene by saying, and the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filling with smoke. So God's glory was so amazing. When he spoke, the foundations of the building shook. That's how powerful he is. But Isaiah is seeing all this, so it must mean he's pure in heart. But then Isaiah says this. Then I said, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King of the Lord of hosts. So Isaiah is saying, I've seen God, I'm seeing God, but my lips are unclean. Now, okay, that may not mean his heart's unclean, but Jesus, in Matthew 15, verse 18, states a principle. He says, but the things which proceed out of the mouth come forth out of the heart, and they defile the man. So whatever comes out of your mouth, it's what's already in your heart. And so, that's what defiles you. And the word defiles means unclean. So here, Isaiah actually states, I have an unclean heart. He doesn't have a pure heart. But he's seeing God. He's seeing God. So what does Jesus mean when he says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God? Here, we have an example of an impure heart, seeing God. But now something happens to Isaiah. The angel, after Isaiah states he has an impure heart, does this. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. So there's an altar in the throne room of God, And God, and the angel, one of the seraphim, comes and takes a tong and takes one of the hot coals. And he touched my mouth. Remember, he says, I'm a man of unclean lips. So he touched my mouth with it and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin forgiven. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, now notice this, God starts to speak after this is done. And he says, who shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. Remember, the pure in heart desire to know and do the will of God. After Isaiah receives the coal on his lips, which you would think would burn, but it doesn't, it purifies him. He says, here I am, desires, send me, do. So he now receives a pure heart. Oh, I came out small. So it is how he receives a pure heart. Now, this whole scene is symbolic. It's not symbolic, it's literal for Isaiah, but it's symbolic for us. Because there's a deep meaning in there for us. The symbol, the live coal, gives him a clean lips. If you have clean lips, means you have a clean heart. So clean lips represents a clean heart. Now notice, remember, the angel says his sins are forgiven. The forgiveness of sins can only be received by the righteousness of Jesus Christ by faith. Right? So we receive the forgiveness of our sins by righteousness of faith. So now, basically what the symbol means, God gave him a pure heart by the righteousness of Jesus, which is received by faith in Jesus. This is super good news. This is how we can receive the blessing of blessed are they that are pure in heart. It's this. If you believe in Jesus Christ and have faith in him, by his righteousness, you receive a pure heart. Your sins are forgiven. Your past is clear. And in God's eyes, you are pure. You are declared pure in heart, and because of that, you see God and are able to do his will. This is what Isaiah received. And notice now a change took place. And he said, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. This is how we receive a pure heart. This is how we get to claim the blessing of Jesus. Notice, who's the one saying, blessed are the pure in heart? It's Jesus himself. So it's actually an invitation to come to him to be pure. You receive the purity of heart by the one stating it himself. And so now, blessed are the pure in heart, which can be easily accessed by all of us. We can all easily have a pure heart. Nothing of our own doing. No volunteer work needed. Kindness will come. Love will come. But you don't need to do any of those things to get it. God freely gives it. Did you notice anything Isaiah did to receive it? Nothing. He stated that he was unclean. God took the initiative, sent his angel, and gave him a pure heart. And that's the same thing that God is willing to do for us. So I say to you, blessed are the pure in heart, which means accept the invitation of Jesus' righteousness, and he will give you that pure heart. Thank you.
Just want to say thank you again for joining us and for listening to our podcast. If you want to know more information about who we are, you can check out our website, at www.kainosenglishchurch.wixsite.com/kainoschurch. And so Kainos is spelled K-A-I-N-O-S. And the website again is www.kainosenglishchurch.wixsite.com/kainoschurch. If you want to get involved, if you have any suggestions or just need someone to talk to, or if you need prayer, go ahead and send us an email at kainosenglishchurch@gmail.com, and we'll be in touch with you as soon as we can. May God bless you, be with you, and may you continue to enjoy His goodness, His grace, and His peace.